The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. We have a special guest with us today, Lori Rudalavage.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Pat. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for being here. You're with LA Mortgage Services, correct?
That is correct.
Out of Clark Summit.
I'm located in Clark Summit, and we have an office in Holly also.
Okay. We're here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We've been listing and selling and appraising for over 40 years. We are the proud recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21 for 2010 and 2011. Feel free
during the week to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 344-6724.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or view our realtor videos by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com. Okay, Lori Rudalavage from LA Mortgage Services out of Clark Summit. Could you tell me a little bit about your background, how long you've been in this field and what you do?
I fell into this field by accident in 1988 when mortgages started to take on a role of their own with many more programs. I had always worked in a bank, and the banking industry changed to where mortgages were becoming more specialized. I worked at a local bank from 1988 until 2001, and in 2001, again, mortgages were just becoming more specialized, where I felt being in the role of a broker was better for me than working directly in a bank. The reason being, when I was at the bank, I was able to offer people just the products that the bank was able to offer. As a broker, I can be a representative for several banks and offer several different programs through several different banks.
You know your stuff, Lori. You've been doing it for a long time. And what I thought we would talk about today, I saw you post something on Facebook and the power of social media today, something I didn't even know as a realtor existed. And I'd like to talk about it, if you would. It's called the Streamline FHA program. What is it and why is it so great?
The Streamline FHA program, you're probably not familiar with because most of the time you're dealing with people that are purchasing houses. The Streamline FHA is for the borrower that wants to refinance their house. To qualify for a Streamline FHA, you would have had to have gotten an FHA loan previously. And what we do is refinance one FHA loan into another FHA loan. This is becoming popular right now because, as you know, if somebody bought a house 4 or 5 years ago, it's possible that they're property has decreased and they're unable to refinance.
Decreased in value?
Decreased in value, yes.
Okay.
So if they took that loan out 4 or 5 years ago, they may be in the high fives, low 6%. And right now, rates are running in the mid threes to low fours, depending on your credit score. It will benefit somebody greatly to go from one Streamline program to the other. The program has been around for, it's been around for probably 8 or 10 years. Recently, it just became popular. One of the downfalls that the Streamline program used to have, even though somebody's rate was dropping from mid-fives to mid-threes, they were saving a huge amount in principal and interest, but their PMI would go up.
And private mortgage insurance is PMI, and that's the monthly amount on top of principal and interest that one would pay when they're putting down less than 20%.
That's correct.
Okay.
All FHA loans require PMI, so anybody that has an FHA loan has PMI. 5 or 6 years ago, to give you an example, the premium was 0.55%. which means on a $100,000 loan, you are paying $55 in PMI monthly, added onto your regular principal and interest payment. Right now, for a new FHA loan, the premium's 1.25%, so it's more than doubled.
$125 a month, as opposed to what it used to be, $55. So the rates for the private mortgage insurance, PMI, have changed significantly, more than doubled.
They've more than doubled.
Okay.
The applicants for the Streamline FHA, if they were saving 2% in their mortgage, they were losing that in the PMI.
It didn't make sense.
Didn't make sense to do it. So their payment was staying the same, and it just didn't make sense. Finally, somebody figured out that that's why people weren't using the Streamline program. And around May, early May, they changed the program so that the PMI is now portable. The premium that you used to have of 0.55 is now the same premium you'll have on the new loan. PMI won't change, and you're able just to benefit from the lower interest rate. The other good thing about this program is there's no appraisal needed. Basically, the banks are looking at it as if you are affording your mortgage right now, and you've consistently paid your mortgage on time, it doesn't matter what the value of your house is because you're paying that mortgage. They're looking to save you money. They know that houses are underwater, etc. As long as the mortgage is current, then no appraisal is needed on that loan.
So when you're talking about the mortgage being current, that is all. What that means is you can't be delinquent, past due.
You can't be delinquent or past due for 12 months to qualify into this program.
Okay. No appraisal is needed. That's a great thing. That's less out-of-pocket money.
Yeah, that's a killer, usually, for a lot of these refinances.
The appraisals are they're high, and they don't always come in the way that we want or a borrower expects with the AVM companies that are out there. We're never quite sure who's going to get the appraisal and where it's going to actually end up coming in.
Where does this credit score have to be?
Credit score 640. So in addition to having no delinquencies on your mortgage, you have to be able to maintain a 640 credit score.
Okay. And what does no cash out mean?
No cash out is, for the Streamline program, you're able to refinance exactly what you owe on the mortgage. You have a $100,000 mortgage, we can do a new loan for $102,000 because you can include any closing costs into that. Cash out is if you're borrowing extra money to pay off credit cards, to pay off other debts, or just to do any work to the house or anything like that. You just can't borrow any more than you already owe on the mortgage.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Lori Rudalavage, and she's with LA Mortgage Services. How do we get in touch with you, Lori, especially about this Streamline FHA program you're talking about today?
My office is in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania. I can be called at 570-586-3122, or social media is always great. You can log on to Facebook and look for LA Mortgage Services, and we put tips and programs up there daily. Or you can look on our website, www.lamortgageservices.com.
Wonderful. Okay. So this is a fantastic program. Can someone with a conventional, this is outside of the Streamline, of course, with someone with a conventional mortgage currently, could they refinance into an FHA?
They can refinance into an FHA, but they can't refinance into the Streamline because
right.
That's an FHA to FHA. Anybody can refinance into an FHA loan. That program would require an appraisal, and you would only be able to go to 96.5% of the appraised value. That wouldn't allow you to do cash out either. That would be just to refinance the balance that you owe right now. If somebody's looking for cash out, 85% is going to be the number that you can go to with FHA. Or if you prefer to stay into a conventional mortgage where there's no PMI, 80% is the number you're looking for.
Okay. Can anybody do a Streamline? Can any bank or lender out there today do a FHA Streamline or an FHA mortgage?
No, you have to be licensed with FHA and or HUD to be able to do any FHA products. Not everybody offers FHA Streamlines. I'm not sure why, maybe because it's a newer program, but we are one of the few in the area that are doing the Streamlines right now.
Okay, that's wonderful. And I'm so happy I saw that post because it was so informative. And I said, well, we got to get Lori in here to talk about this wonderful program, because if I don't know, and I do real estate every day, I'm sure your average individual, maybe some of the listeners out there, didn't know about this fantastic program. And yeah, I have to ask, why would the government want to do this?
That's the question everybody asks, and they're always skeptical. I'll put a post up on Facebook, say, oh, it can't be that easy. It can't be that easy. Honestly, it really is that easy. If you look at it to the point where the government's trying to stimulate the economy, what's going to stimulate the economy if people have more money? All these FHA loans are insured by the government. If you're currently paying your mortgage, the extra percent or two interest that they're receiving those loans aren't helping as much as if that person can save money monthly and put that back into the economy. They save money monthly, it's going to help bring the economy back.
We want that. We all want that.
Now, you were saying, what's the credit score going to be for this?
640.
640. So between the time they get qualified with you, I shouldn't go out and buy a new car and post it on Facebook?
No, that's one thing that we don't want to see that you do. Right now, the way we'll pull your credit report at the beginning of the application, and then a day or two prior to closing, they do what's called a refresh credit to make sure that people are not going out there buying new cars, charging up their credit cards, or doing something that would affect their ability to pay this loan back. Things can change in that 30 to 45 day frame. And I always tell people, just leave your credit alone, buy your car month or something.
Don't buy $10,000 worth of appliances or anything like that for the new
home. No, that's one thing that we often see is in purchases, especially credit card bills for Home Depot, Lowe's, furniture stores, etc. So it's not just cars they go out and buy. They want to furnish the house, which is great, but do it after the mortgage closes.
Great advice, Lori. We're headed towards a break. Before we do so, Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a house located at 2033 Rigg Street in Dunmore for only $79,500. It's currently used as a two-unit with family members in each. According to Dunmore Borough, it's considered a single-family home. So if you want to use it as a two-family, a variance would have to be obtained for multifamily usage. It's a big home with five bedrooms, two kitchens, two full baths. It has a newer roof, new windows, an extra room upstairs, which could be used for an office or a playroom. It has a nice yard and a one-car built-in garage. So if you're looking in Dunmore for a lot of space for not a lot of money, give us a call about 2033 Rigg Street in Dunmore. Five-bedroom, two-bath home for only $79,500. And that's listed by Julie Roback of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I just wanted to report on a recent survey, homes.com, recently conducted. It revealed must-have home features buyers are looking for in the homes that they want. 74.3% of the buyers out there want a single family home, and that's opposed to a two-unit, three-unit. 39% said the ideal location for them is a countryside. 43% prefer four bedrooms. 43% also prefer three bathrooms. Almost 78% chose a walk-in closet as a top amenity. Almost 45% prefer a screened-in porch, and 30% say a deck is a must-have. Stay with us on the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We will be back after a very brief break on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11. 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ready, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning, and our very special guest today, Lori Rudalavage with LA Mortgage Services. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie and Pat.
Thanks again for being here. Before the break, we were talking about this wonderful program many people probably do not know about, FHA Streamline. And to sum it up, it's a program for refinancing if you currently have an FHA mortgage.
You can refinance from one FHA loan right into another FHA loan, just taking over with the lower rate that's offered today.
The advantage is the lower rate and the PMI that you were previously paying, that's a lower PMI private mortgage insurance rate, will stay in effect.
The PMI is what we call portable. What you were paying before is what you'll pay now. You're not subject to the new higher PMI rates that are out there right now.
Okay, great. So we have that down. Is there anything that we didn't cover with the FHA Streamline before we move on?
Nope. If you need any more information on it, you can contact me or our webpage at www.lamortgageservices.com.
Okay.
And the Streamline, there's no appraisal, right?
No appraisal.
No appraisal. So
no appraisal, 640 credit score. And you refinance the balance that you owe right now.
Right. So if you're a little bit underwater, it's okay.
It's okay.
Oh, that's great.
It's okay.
That's great news for so many people.
Yes.
They wouldn't think that they could refinance.
They don't. And that's what holds them all back.
So great. Great information we put out there today. Now on the eve of September 11th, and I can't believe it's 11 years. Can you?
I can't believe it. It seems like yesterday.
You know, one of the things I noticed about the landscape of our neighborhoods locally is the fact that, you know, after September 11th, everyone had an American flag prominently displayed on their porch or in their windows or on their front yard or lawn somewhere. And now it doesn't seem so many people have that American flag out there, but we do. And we honor those that lost their lives that day and made the ultimate sacrifice, like the 343 firemen, New York City firemen. You know, it also brings thoughts of the military and the wonderful sacrifice our military, the families of the military, our active military, and our retired military have over the many years that we've been a country have made for all of us and our freedoms. And I want to extend a heartfelt thanks to all those that serve our wonderful country. Anything you want to say?
Well, September 11th is coming around. I was a New York City fireman on September 11th, 2001. And I was very much involved in the recovery and working with the families and everything. And 11 years later, I can't believe that it's been so long. And I've always had the greatest admiration for the military who continued the fight that was started on that day. They carried it on. And September 11th, I'll be at my old firehouse with my dress uniform on, paying tribute to everybody who died that day, the thousands of men and women who died that day.
An awful day in our history. But let's talk about, on a brighter note, the VA loans. And Lori, you know all about those and the Veterans Administration loans and who can take advantage of those. Do they have to be retired military?
A VA loan is offered to anybody that currently serves in the military, any reserves, retired or honorably discharged from any branch of the government, special forces.
And the great thing about this program, and I have to tell you, I pulled the stats the last 30 days from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, and I'm amazed that out of 171 residential single-family homes that sold, only 4 closed with a VA loan. And I don't understand that, because I'm sure there's a lot more military out there that could be taking advantage of this program. But the big thing about the VA loan is 0% down.
The loan not only is eligible to the veterans and active duty, it's also eligible for their surviving spouses.
As long as they don't remarry?
As long as they don't remarry. Once you remarry, you lose your eligibility for the VA loan. About 4% is the amount of people that go through the VA loan. I don't understand why the number is so small, I'm not sure if it's advertised the right way, if veterans just don't have enough information on it. There is no better program out there for anybody anywhere than to get a VA loan. It's absolutely the lowest interest rate that's out there. It's 100% financing, which means no down payment, not even $5. And there's no PMI. We've talked about PMI before. PMI is a monthly cost that on a $100,000 loan can range $125 to $150 a month. That is totally waived on a VA loan.
PMI is private mortgage insurance, correct?
Correct. And PMI is normally required if somebody does not have a 20% down payment on a house. With the VA loan, since you're not making a down payment, you would think you would need PMI, but the VA completely waives that fee and there's no MI cost to them at all.
So what is a veteran if there's somebody that's been in the military and retired? And
they get a certificate of eligibility from the VA that tells them that they are eligible to do this loan program. Unfortunately, when they're leaving the military, that's probably not the first thing on their mind is, hey, I'm going to go buy a house. So it kind of sits on the back burner for them. But if they do decide to buy a house, they need to get a certificate of eligibility from the VA. Recently, we've been able to do that for them and pull that certificate off of a website sponsored by the VA. The veteran would just need to give us a copy of their DD-214 and an authorization form signed, and then we can get their eligibility letter. The eligibility letter kind of verifies for us that they were in the military, they were honorably discharged, and it tells them how much they're determined to be eligible for to purchase a home.
Okay, so the certificate of eligibility is not one of the papers they receive when they leave the military. They have to actually go and ask for it.
Anymore, they have to get it themselves. Yes,
it's not automatic. Here. Okay.
No.
All right. So then the DD-214 is just another form?
That is their form that they receive when they're discharged from the forces. If they're still on active duty, then they'll get a form that says they're still an active participant of the forces.
Okay. Now, if they have a VA loan, if they currently have a VA loan, can they go out and get another VA loan?
Well, I think a lot of veterans don't realize that either. They may move from one area to another, and when they sell their house, they think their eligibility is gone. There's no limit to how many VA loans that you can do. You just can't have more than one at the same time. So if you obtained financing from a VA loan in another year, sold that house, you're eligible for a VA loan again.
Okay.
In certain cases, if somebody's being transferred for a job, and a lot of times military work for government places, if they get transferred under certain circumstances, they can have two VA loans at the same time as long as they're agreeing to sell that other house. But if they're in a hurry to move right away and they need another VA loan, then they're eligible for that also.
Okay, good. And on these stats, these statistics from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, out of that 171 residential sales in a 30-day period, 69 were conventional loans, 46 were cash, 28 were FHA, 4 were VA. And then there were some other types of, like, owner financing, PHFA thrown in there as well.
Mm-hmm. So we need to promote this product and make more veterans aware that it's out there and how it will help them in purchasing a house. And I didn't mention this yet, but not only with a VA loan are you not required to make a down payment, you can have up to 6% of your closing costs included into the loan through seller assist. Literally, a veteran can buy a house with no money out of their pocket.
But some do. Some do put a down payment.
You can put whatever down payment you want. Many choose
not to
finance those closing costs over 30 years. They are included in the loan, so even though you're not paying them back out of your pocket cash at closing, it's included in the loan over a 30-year period. People like to make their house payment more affordable, and they can do that by making a down payment or by paying their own closing costs.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Lori Rudalavage with LA Mortgage Services, and we're talking about VA loans right now. And Lori, how do we get in touch with you, please?
You can call me at my office, LA Mortgage Services. We're located in Clark Summit in Hawley, Pennsylvania, 570-586-3122, or on my webpage, www.lamortgageservices.com.
There's a lot of myths out there regarding VA mortgages, and a lot of sellers and even buyers and some realtors think that the VA loan takes 18 years to complete.
They don't take 18 years to complete. They're a couple days or maybe a week longer than a regular loan. A lot of that has to do with the appraisal, but they're not the nightmare that people think they are.
Yeah, well, the 18 years was a little bit of an exaggeration
on
my part. But
was
yeah,
it like, a million-year loan?
There you go. But what's wrong, you know, what happens with the appraisal? The property is a little bit more scrutinized.
Well,
than
they look at some safety features, and it's for the benefit of the borrower, really. They want to make sure there's no, it's safety stuff, no broken steps, no broken railings, that the electrical's up to code, there's ground fault. It's not really anything that can't be fixed if something's wrong with the house. Of course, it can't be gutted in a complete foreclosure home, but the appraisals really aren't as bad as everybody thinks they are.
So it might add a little bit more time, but we're not talking months. We might have an extra week or two to contend with.
Well, to order the appraisal, we have to go through the VA's website. It's a VA portal. The holdup could be, but most appraisers are pretty good this day. An appraiser has a certain amount of period, which is a week, to accept the offer, and then they have another week to complete it. So there could be a two-week period there for the appraisal. Sometimes there's a little bit of a delay in getting somebody's certificate of eligibility. If they've moved a couple times and the VA maybe didn't have their most current residence, it's not that the loan process takes any more time. It's just some of the paperwork might be harder to find because somebody's moved or done something in the last couple years.
Is there a lot more paperwork to this type of loan than an FHA, PHFA, or conventional loan?
Well, the average person probably has to sign about 10 more disclosures and 10 more closing papers than regular. It's no more work on the veteran, a little bit more on us, but it's a great program, and we're happy to be able to offer it to the veterans out there.
Yes, I wish more people would take advantage of it.
There's a lot of sellers out there that, and there's realtors that are just misinformed, and they just don't want to sell their house if they feel any kind of government financing is out there.
Is involved,
and it just
right?
shouldn't be that way.
I agree. Thanks for your information today and our discussion on the FHA Streamline program and the VA loans. And I'd have to ask you if you could please come back next week, because we'd love to have you in to talk about new construction and reverse mortgages.
I'd love to come back and go over both of those subjects, as they're great products that are available right now.
Thanks, Lori.
Thanks, Jackie, and thanks, Pat.
Pat, would you review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a great home in the Hollywood section of Dunmore, a three-bedroom, one-bath home located at 1514 Delaware Street for $172,000. It has beautiful hardwood floors in the living room. The hardwood, they have, it's a really nice floor. They kind of like little inlays, and it has them in the dining room and the living room, with beautiful woodwork and the old French doors separating the rooms. It has a large eat-in kitchen and a modern bath. Has replacement windows, a new hot water heater, and the gas boiler is 4 years old. It also has a large walk-up attic that's got perfect for storage or potential living space. So if you're looking in Dunmore for a three-bedroom, one-bath home, give us a call about 1514 Delaware Street for $172,000, and that is listed by Frank Brown of our office.
Thank you, Pat. More real estate news. You'll be surprised by this. The June report released by the Pew Research Center shows just how much the face of immigration has changed in the past few years, and it's probably not what you're thinking. Since 2008, more newcomers to the U.S. have been Asian than Hispanic. Today's typical immigrant is not only more likely to speak English and have a college education, but also have come to the U.S. legally with a job already in place. My tip today is from House Logic. Believe it or not, stainless is out, white is in. White is the new stainless when it comes to kitchen appliances. So if you're in the market, consider white. There's a new line of freestanding and built-in appliances with a contemporary spin on white, with elegant sheen and sleek silver accents. The best part? White ice is much easier to clean than its steel predecessor. Plus, white stuff never goes out of style. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. During the week,
feel free to email us with any questions at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Don't forget to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.